God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Well, I just tell it like it is. Have you ever heard someone say this, or maybe you've said it yourself? I give people my truth. I let them have it. I just say what I think. Well, should we give like an opera clap to such a person because of their great virtue? Or is that what it is? Now, I do think we should tell the truth, but sometimes people talk about their own temperaments as if it's some virtue. In other words, it's from them, it's not from God. Sometimes, on the other hand, we say, well, truth hurts. Or we'll say, as a parent, well, I just love my child too much to make them do right. And so many times we're not talking about virtues, we're talking about temperament. We tend to be harsh on people, and then we explain that away by saying, well, I just tell it like it is. Or we roll over and play dead, and we claim that as love. Now, what we need today is not our own temperaments on display. What we need is the virtues of the Lord Jesus. We need virtues that we would not have ourselves, virtues that are not innate in ourselves. We need to live up to the virtues of Christ and not down to our own temperaments. The truth is, many times a temperament that may be a strength can actually become a weakness for us. And so that can often be true when it comes to truth and love. We either think, well, I just tell people the way it is, or we say, well, I just love them too much to bother them with the truth. The truth is that truth and love go together. In the first place, they're found together repeatedly in the same book, in 2 John. Repeatedly, you find truth and love. It'd be an interesting thing for you just to circle all the occurrences of the word love and all the occurrences of the word truth in the book. Now, oftentimes we think these are two opposites, but they cannot be, because both of these are virtues and both of these come from the Lord and are defined by Him, as opposed to being defined by us and just some temperament we tend to have. So both virtues are found in the book. Both virtues are found in statements throughout the book. So, for instance, verse 1 says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." By the way, you might just cross-reference verse 9, where the Bible talks abiding in the doctrine of Christ. So the truth is to dwell in us, and we're to dwell in the truth, especially the truth about the Lord Jesus, the Christ. Verse 3 says, "Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." So notice that the things we need, grace and mercy and peace, come in truth and love. They're found together. Sometimes parents can either tend to be cruel or fawning. Fawning as in, my child can do no wrong. And on the other hand, we can be just kind of cruel. And the truth is that we need to have both truth and love. They go together. They're not opposites. They're in harmony. So if a parent says, well, we need to balance discipline and love. No, discipline is love. I'm not loving my children if I'm not giving them direction to go and helping them be there. No, there is no discipline without love, and there's no real love without discipline. That is giving a child the direction to go. So we're not talking about our own temperaments here. We're talking about vice or virtue. We're talking about that which God Himself instills in us as we live in obedience to Him. Grace, mercy, and peace are the results of our living in truth and love. Some things are not to be balanced. You know, sometimes we think that balance is the perfect median between two extremes. So one guy is way over here on the left and the other guy is way over here on the right. And so balance is right between the two of them. No, you know, when you think about it, you're right in the middle of everyone you know. Everyone you know is smarter or less intelligent. They are bigger or smaller. They are more attractive or less attractive. You know, everyone is one side of you or the other, so claiming to be balanced because everyone's one side or the other of you is pretty unself-aware and pretty self-serving. No, balance is finding out what God says and just standing there. It may make me appear extreme to some, so be it. Who defines what is truth? And that has to be God. Otherwise, there is no truth. So truth and love go together. An example of this will be found in verse 20, where the Bible says, verse 10, where the Bible says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, that is the truth about Jesus, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't say, hey, have a great day and hope things go well with you. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So the Bible here is not saying that we are to be cantankerous to people, but it's saying that I'm not loving people if I send falsehood on its way. If someone is teaching the falsehood about the Lord Jesus and I say, hey, have a great day. Hope you do well. Now, I can wish him well, but I don't need to wish what he's doing well. The Bible says, if I bid him Godspeed, I'm partaker of his evil deeds. If I do that, who am I loving? Am I loving the people to whom this person goes in deception? That's not love. Am I loving God by allowing this person to go on in their deception? That's not love. Am I loving God or this person? The answer is no. See, truth is not truth without love. That is, if I'm giving the truth, it needs to be motivated by the love of Christ. And there is no love without truth. I'm not loving someone if I let them go on their merry way to destruction. So whether I'm a parent or a neighbor or a coworker, a leader, a follower, truth and love are found together. Truth and love are bound together. Truth and love go together. And so it should be in my life and yours today.